The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about healthy, nutritious Thanksgiving eating. Yeah, I said healthy. I said nutritious. Also delicious. It's got to be delicious, because if it's healthy and nutritious and it's not delicious, then you're not going to eat it. So that's the important thing. My guest is Giant Foods nutritionist Leslie Jefferson. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go back to Leslie, I want to go back to the phone lines. Sharon, calling from Maryland. Sharon, you have a question about diabetes and Thanksgiving. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for having this show and hearing this kind of information, because we have people who are diabetic, and sometimes when we cook, we need to know ways or methods of cooking food that they can eat and that's safe for them and healthy, and also people who don't eat salt because they want to keep their pressure down. So, you know, you want your food to be tasty, but can you give some ideas on how you cook for people who are diabetic and people who are trying to keep their sodium level down?
Right. Oh, perfect question. Wonderful question. Yes. Herbs and spices will be your friends, especially for those people who are looking to cut down on salt. If you are the chef on Thanksgiving Day preparing the meal, you want to make sure that you're using, you know, low sodium chicken broth, low sodium herbs. So you want to go in with, I'm sorry, we have to put down the Lowry's sometimes, mm-hmm. because the Lowry's, you know, has salt already in it. So the best mm-hmm. way to start cooking is to start cooking with straight herbs. Rosemary, thyme. You want to bring up those flavors in the food. Roasting vegetables. Again, vegetables are one of the best ways. I know people may not want to hear this, but if you keep them fresh and roast them in the oven, it brings up the natural sweetness in the vegetable. And then you don't have to add all the cream and the sugar and the extra herbs, salt to the meal. So for people who are diabetic, they may be counting their carbohydrates, and vegetables will give them a way to have a free meal. Where they need to be careful are things are with the breads, the pies, all the things that come with extra sugar, things that are very sweet in nature, that are not a natural food, say a fruit or a vegetable. So when your guests come over, have a wonderful table set out for them. Have a few of the old favorites. You know, I know you want to have the mac and cheese. We got to have that because we enjoy that. But people need to eat that in moderation, especially if they have a health condition that will be exacerbated by those types of foods.
Sharon, what kind of challenges do you have? Is it you that's dealing with diabetes, or are these family members or other loved ones?
It's my friend. It's my friend that has diabetes, and I want to cook a meal that, you know, start cooking things that are appropriate for him so that the next day I don't have to concern myself with what his level is.
Right.
His sugar level is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want to make sweet candy sweets, but I'm thinking I won't put sugar, but I'll just put ginger and butter.
Well,
but, you know, it's...
Yeah, if I may, what you can do is just, you know, a sweet potato is really delicious on its own. You can put a sweet potato in the oven. Right. And then for people that are coming over, I'm not sure if it's just going to be you and him, but you can make like a little sweet potato bar. So you can roast your sweet potatoes in the oven and then have little containers out with a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg, a little bit of brown sugar, and let people sprinkle that on their sweet potato. You don't have to go through the whole, you know, candied yam if you don't want to. And then you don't have to worry about that. A sweet potato on its own is a very, very, very healthy healthy food for diabetic, a medium-sized sweet potato. So once you start the additional things, the brown sugars and the honey and the butter and the this and the that, that's when your sweet potato becomes the unhealthy thing. So just roast the sweet potato. Practice. You can buy a sweet potato or two. Put them in the oven, roast that sweet potato, cut it open, and then give it a taste. It is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous piece of nature on its own.
Mm-hmm. And Sharon, let me salute you for caring enough about your friend, you know, caring more about his health than his taste buds. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, I think that's commendable. For you and he should know that he does have, you know, someone that, you know, is providing this kind of loving kindness and wants to extend it to the kitchen so that he is around to enjoy next Thanksgiving. So, Sharon, thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lady calling from Indiana. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Lady. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
This is your cousin?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Yeah.
It's a family affair here already. Okay, so.
Yes, it is.
So, Lady, what's going on?
Thank you, Leslie, for being a great mentor to me as far as health is concerned. I said, my cousin could do it. Anybody can do it. So, here for the last 10 years, I have been strictly vegan, vegetarian. So my dilemma is, I just got a call from Cleveland, Ohio, and family members are coming down. They wanted me to cook for Thanksgiving, but I'm vegan, vegetarian. I feel kind of guilty if I ingest into them foods that I know that are primarily unhealthy. And then my second dilemma is, I'll be 50 on the 28th, but my 50th birthday is on Friday, so I'm giving a grand celebration here in Indianapolis. But my whole meal is going to be vegan, vegetarian. Should I tell my birthday party people that it's vegan, vegetarian, or just let them taste it and keep it moving?
Well, one of the things that you can do is, you know, people can bring food, right? And unless you are totally restricting your meal. If someone wants to bring their own dish, BYOD, they could bring their own dish. So people can have them bring food that they want to eat. Then you have the meal that you would like, that you're preparing.
Okay.
Now you can prepare, if you would like, you can prepare the big thing. You know, the big thing is always the turkey, right? So it just depends on how your personal feelings about that. You know, some vegans are, you know, oh, it's animal cruelty. You know, I don't want to touch that. But it all depends on your personal feelings about cooking things like the bird. Or you can arrange to have someone else bring the bird. Have someone else bring the food that they may want to have. There's nothing wrong with that.
Do they know that you're a vegan?
Yeah, they know, right?
They everybody knows.
But and they still want you to cook?
Well, they just have to bring their own if you're not going to prepare it. It has to be like you need to get with the family and have a discussion about who's bringing what.
I would like to be invited just to see their reaction.
I know, right? I have a friend. He's like, well, if you don't tell them that your baked spaghetti is vegan, vegetarian, they will never know because it tastes like regular spaghetti. I'm like, okay. So I really, you know.
No, I think you'll be fine.
That is a great idea as far as for Thanksgiving. That's great.
Yeah.
You can bring different dishes that you like to bring. And it's not that I'm anti, you know, oh, you're killing animals. But I just understand what ingesting meat byproducts has done to my body. Mm-hmm. But I have been so much healthier these last 10 years without ingesting meat products at all.
Good.
I mean, I don't get sick like clockwork anymore. I am much healthier, you know, skin, I mean,
The whole nine.
The whole nine yards. And yes, you are, cousin.
Well, lady, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. And by the way, happy birthday.
Yes, happy
also.
Thanksgiving.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank you. Right. I'm proud of you, cousin. Love you.
Love
God
you
bless.
Too.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk a little bit about cooking. In the beginning of the conversation, you said you began to plan. Mm-hmm. And since you're going to cook on Thursday, not that I'm inviting all of our listeners to your house, but what's on the menu on Thursday at your house, and how are you making changes, or how have you made changes that may be different from some of the traditional Thanksgivings that we see at the African American table, for example?
Well, for me, I do have family traditions. Mm-hmm. So there's one thing that I don't skimp on, and that's my stuffing.
Okay.
I enjoy making my stuffing the way my mother makes it.
So giving away the family secret, what's in the stuffing?
The stuffing that I make the sausage stuffing.
Okay.
So my family is from Pittsburgh, so they make the soft sausage stuffing with the celery and apples, and it's very flavorful. Mm-hmm. But what I've started to do with that stuffing is cut down on the amount of sausage.
Pork sausage or turkey sausage?
Pork sausage.
Okay.
Cut down on that, and then I add fresh apples, butternut squash, I add a lot of celery. So the primarily there's a small amount of bread, a mm-hmm. small amount of sausage, and it's primarily vegetables.
Okay.
So I've made that change over the years, but it's a family recipe. So it's in my heart. I have to have that.
Okay.
So and the other part of my meal is primarily vegetables. We're having asparagus. We're having green beans. I'm trying out one of the new trends, which is cauliflower rice. So I'm going to take cauliflower rice, which is a blended, it's kind of like it's not pureed, it's a pulsed cauliflower. And it comes down to white flakes that look like rice.
Oh, okay. So it's because you said cauliflower rice. I was thinking mm-hmm. it's a steamed cauliflower and blended.
Yes.
Yeah. Or pulverized or mashed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can take that. It's a good for the diabetics also. It's a good product for them because you can take that cauliflower and use it like rice.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes.
Or you can mash it mm-hmm. and put it in your mashed potatoes. So you have half mashed potatoes and half, cauliflower. Nobody really knows the difference. So though that's a healthy way to introduce, kind of cut down on some of the carbohydrate. That's what kills us in the end. It's
right.
The sides, right? It's our sides. Turkey is a lean, wonderful meat. You have 70% breast meat, and then you have 30% dark meat. The dark meat sometimes has a lot more cholesterol in it, and the breast meat, of course, have at it. But the sides are what gets us. They get us. Our sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. our mac and cheese, green bean casseroles, all of those creamy meals that kind of come together at the end of the day and everybody's on the couch.
Yeah.
Right? But you can have, pick one of those mm-hmm. and take that recipe and keep it the same. But then go in with your greens, maybe take down some of that sodium, use a low sodium chicken broth. If everybody is counting on those greens, then maybe it's the macaroni and cheese. Maybe you don't use as much. Maybe you use 2% milk or skim milk. Maybe you cut down on some of those high calorie ingredients and just kind of substitute. This is Thanksgiving. Everybody wants to have a good time and have a good meal, but you do want to walk away from the table and be healthy while you're doing it. So another thing you can do is so that you don't eat as much. So let's say your cook didn't. They kept everything the same. So you're there and you need to make some adjustments. If you go dressed nicely
mm-hmm.
and you've got your nice dress on, you're not going to eat as much because you wear your yoga pants,
uh-huh.
right? You're comfy, your tummy's comfy and relaxed, mm-hmm. but wear nice clothes. Then you don't want to get things all over your outfit. You want to keep yourself feeling nice and looking good. So you'll eat slower. You'll take your time with your meal. And then the other thing is, talk to the people in the room. If you have a plate in front of you, stop eating. Talk to the person sitting next to you. Connect with your family and friends. That's really what the day is about. Mm-hmm. So pay attention to them. Also, you can take time to help in the kitchen. Get away from the food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Step away from the food. If it is buffet style, you want to go through the line, look at it first, mm-hmm. and see what the line has on it. Pick things you may not have ever had before and then try those foods and then walk away and come back. You don't need to go down and pile up your plate the whole time while you're there and go down the line. Pick a few things, taste them, sit down and enjoy, and then go back if you're still hungry.
We've got some more tips for you and some more suggestions for a delicious, nutritious, and healthy Thanksgiving. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue the conversation about healthy, nutritious Thanksgiving eating. Lines are still open if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to go back to something that you use, or you want people to focus on with Giant Food, something called peace. What can you go through that for me, please? And what exactly is that?
Right. Peace is just an acronym that I use when I'm speaking to my clients, just to be calm and have some peace. And it's about planning, and it's about how you're eating, and it's about alcohol intake.
Okay.
It's about what you're cooking and how you're cooking it. And it's about enjoying the holidays. So, yeah, peace and planning. You want to make sure that you know what you're going to have to eat, not just for the big meals, Thanksgiving and the big holiday meals. You want to make sure that you know what you're having to eat during the day, every day, because life changes a little bit during this holiday season. Kids get out of school, family members come to visit, you have different dietary needs coming in and out of your home. So you need to have different, sometimes you need to pay more attention to what's going on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look at different items to help you to get through. So I am a Giant nutritionist, and we do have some prepared meals. You can purchase holiday dinners. You can use a service such as Peapod to help deliver food to your home. So those items are really good time savers for you to help you make your meals and then to help you make healthier choices. One of the things that I do is I use a circular, the sale circular. And that gives you variety in your diet. That's one thing a lot of us are lacking is variety. If you buy what's on sale, it generally rotates from week to week, and it's an automatic way to get variety in your diet. Mm-hmm. You know, today tomatoes are on sale, tomorrow zucchini's on sale. So you want to have, again, those vegetables, you want to get those in. I am a nutritionist, so I have to keep saying that. But you want to have half your plate vegetables. And one of the ways you can do that and have variety is by using the circulars for your shopping.
You mentioned alcohol content.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Alcohol, very, very prevalent during these holiday times.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is we want to use that in moderation, just like the salt and the fat. We want to have our alcohol in moderation. And most people are surprised when they find out that the amounts of alcohol that you should have in a course of a day is very small. So we have, for women, mainly one drink per day, and for men, two. And that means wine, 5 ounces is considered a serving, and 1.5 ounces of alcohol is considered a serving, and 12 ounces of beer.
Mm-hmm. So does it make a difference on Thanksgiving? And I don't mean from the perspective of being celebratory.
Right.
But if you're eating more, And some people may be drinking more, but if you already have all of that food on your stomach, is the absorption rate slower? Is that an issue?
Or? Now, absorption and health mm-hmm. are two different things.
Okay.
We're talking about health-wise in the amounts. So the body wants to only really truly digest healthfully that 5 ounces of wine for women, the 1.5 ounces for men, and 12 mm-hmm. ounces of beer. Now, of course, if you've got your stomach and the digestive process will take longer if you have more food on your stomach.
Okay.
Two separate issues in a way, but for health, you want to make sure that the moderation occurs with the amounts that you're drinking. It's not just, I don't feel intoxicated because I've eaten 5 times today, mm-hmm. right? So you want to take tips for kind of keeping that alcohol limit down. And I'm a big proponent of water.
Okay.
Drinking water. You should have half your body weight a day in ounces in water. Most of us think we're drinking enough water. And then if you put a lot of alcohol on top of that and you haven't had enough water, you're easily behind on the amount of water that your body needs, especially when you're having a heavy meal.
Mm-hmm.
The digestion then slows and we feel sluggish.
And also with a lot of alcohol, you can get dehydrated.
Yes.
Also. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about flavor again.
Yes.
Because whenever we talk about holiday meals, whether it's Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas and the like, the biggest complaint is that, you know, this doesn't take the way that I'm used to. And while it can be argued that being more health conscious has allowed people to transition to more flavor, different flavors. But let's talk about, you know, that standard pork, smoked pork versus smoked turkey. Mm-hmm. Is there a nutritional difference or deficit between the two?
Well, as a nutritionist, lean meats, you're talking about lean meats, but when we're talking about a smoked product,
okay,
it's generally heavily salted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, it's the same.
Okay.
So you can put the smoked turkey neck in or you put the ham hock in.
Mm-hmm.
But the fat content is different. That's where you're going to gain or lose in the nutritional value.
Because how so?
Of fat content in a ham hock,
mm-hmm.
there's more fat on the outside. Turkey, depending on which parts. Now, let's say you use a wing. It's a little more fatty than, let's say, some of the other cut-up parts that you may use, because the wing is a little more fatty.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
okay.
It has the skin and a little more fat underneath. I mean, we're really splitting hairs there with that, but that's where you're going to get the difference. Now, salt content for both is
it's about
the same.
So how can someone that is concerned about flavor and they want something that is more traditional
uh-huh.
in flavor, but still concerned about the health, the quality of health
right.
for smoked products? How do they do that?
Well, you don't really have to have the smoked product.
Not you. Now, see, you can't say that.
I
because
know.
See, don't forget, we talked about Aunt Hattie's potatoes.
I know.
But see, Uncle Jerry likes ham hocks in his collards.
Yes, he does.
But he's willing to make a change.
Yes.
So how do you get that same flavor without, you know, that health deficit?
You layer your flavors. So when you bring out the pan, right,
mm-hmm.
say you take some onions and you let them saute and you let them get brown and caramelize. You take your time with this. You know, it's not an overnight thing. It's not the set it and forget it, leave it in the pot and cook it for an hour and a half. We don't really want to do that with our fresh, beautiful greens that we buy.
Mm-hmm.
Get those onions in the pan, a little garlic. Let that caramelize down. Add a little stock to low-sodium chicken stock to that. Let that marinate together and cook. Keep those flavors low and slow in the pan so that you can start developing a flavor base. That's what the ham hock does for you. It gives you like an automatic flavor base.
Right, exactly.
You kind of have to, when you want to do it, quote unquote, healthy, you need to kind of start that base on your own. So onions, get your celery in there, get some carrots. Just like the gentleman said, that fresh basil. I put basil in my green beans. I mean, it's an excellent flavor. So you can start to get that baseline. It's almost ends up being like a vegetable stock. Then you throw your greens in there. You cook them down low and slow. You keep it. You keep adding the broth. You keep adding the onion. You keep adding the broth, adding the onions. Then you taste for additional seasoning.
Okay.
You know, you find out what you need. Generally, we throw the salt in there, and that's our base.
Okay.
Because it's salty. Our Lowry's.
Right. or the generic brand, whichever one.
Yes.
Real quick, because I only have about a minute left. Is there such a thing as a healthy dessert when it comes to Thanksgiving? I mean, if the sweet potato pie isn't a sweet potato pie, then it's not a sweet potato pie.
Right. Now, one thing I always have, I do have the sweet potato pie or a chocolate cake or a cheesecake, and then that's portion size.
Okay.
Portion control is key.
So that's the thing. If you want it the way that you want it, then...
But you could also do, depending on how far you want to take it, of course you can have your sweet potato pie. You can do the sweet potato pie, and that's sweet potatoes. So in a sense,
healthy.
Healthier, yeah. But you could always do a beautiful fresh fruit basket. You can always do cut fruit, berries, and pineapple, and beautiful, beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than fresh berries in a bowl. So you can have that on the side. And people can make choices. I frequently, with dark chocolate, things like that, you can have dark chocolate on the side with fresh berries. You can have maybe a light wafer cookie. It doesn't have to be heavy. It can be beautiful at the same time and light.
Okay. What's the website again for those who are interested in, you know, the nutrition services for Giant?
You can go to www.giantfood.com. And click on Live Well, and you can find a nutritionist in your area.
Okay. Leslie Jefferson, thank you so much for sharing, and happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you on Thursday to get my plate of dressing.
Come on over.
Don't tempt me. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, November 21st. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at on Facebook at Harold Fisher, WHUR, on Twitter at H Fisher, WHUR, or on Twitter at Daily Drum. WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University